Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Two Posts from DontParish.com. John 4:24 Radio. Hope you're having a great day. I'm walking down a sidewalk. It's late at night. I'm looking at another full, gorgeous moon. Beautiful, cool night. Hope you're doing well. We just rolled into our town for the preach this weekend. Been working online, doing some discipling, Bible studying with a brother. Want to bring you another verse by verse tonight. We're going to be doing Philippians 3. And tonight we're going to do verses 1 through 4. So we're going to get right at it. You can find the rest of the verse-by-verse studies at DontParish.com. Look for the verse-by-verse tab. And you can get edified by all the other verse-by-verses I've done. But today's Philippians 3, verses 1 through 4. Let's get right at it. Verse 1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same things to you, to me is not grievous, but for you is safe. Okay, so Paul uses the word rejoice. This is interesting. This must be why Philippians is known as the rejoicing letter. Paul uses this word 11 different times in these few short chapters of Philippians. And the word rejoice, what does it mean? Cheer, calm, happy, well off. Isn't that beautiful? Cheer, calm, happy, and well off. And I think the key to this verse here, finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. I think the key here is, as I've said many times in this verse by verse study, Paul's in jail. Yeah. And he's writing this letter telling them, rejoice. So here's the key. Ready? Our rejoicing is in the Lord, not our circumstance. Whether you have cancer, whether you're alone, whether you have all kinds of money trials, whether you have a bunch of unbelievers always on your case, whatever it is, our rejoicing is in the Lord, not in our situation. Paul shows us that as he's telling us to rejoice 11 times in this small letter while he's sitting in jail. Calm, happy, cheer, well off. That means like the joy of the Holy Spirit is kara. It means it's an inner calm. So this goes perfectly with it. Rejoicing is that inner calm that the Holy Spirit gives us. Isn't that awesome? Peter uses the same word and this same mindset when he talks about our sufferings. 1 Peter 4:13. But rejoice inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's suffering, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. So we partake in this suffering, and so we want to make sure that we're walking in this and we are constantly striving and walking in the joy of the Lord. Why do we want to walk in the joy of the Lord? Why would walking in the joy of the Lord be really important to us? Well, the reason it's really important to us is because this is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, is, or I should say gifts, fruits. It's one of the qualities of the Holy Spirit, is he gives us that calm, that joy, that peace that Jesus said he would come when he manifests himself to us. So that's why it's so important to us. It's the evidence that Christ is in us. When I'm street preaching and I got a lot of turmoil going on around me, police and hecklers and mockers and people wanting a piece of me, I can have calm. I can have that cheer, and it's deep inside. I think that's so awesome. So ponder that right there. And then Paul says, to write and repeat things is not hard or not grievous, and it's needed for those in Philippi. So Paul is just writing over and over again what needs to be said and what the Holy Spirit is giving them, giving him to them as he's trying to edify them in the things of God. Verse 2, beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, beware of the concision. All right, so Paul moves on to a warning about certain men. What this is all about here, a dog. Well, by that word, it can mean a literal dog, a physical dog. Dogs were like the low animals in Israel. They were like the scum of the garbage heaps. They weren't pets. They were low critters. And it also can be a man of impure mind. I think that's what Paul's aiming at here. He's not warning you about dogs. He's warning you about men of impure minds. And then he says evil workers. Well, that would be men that are sinful. False teachers, evil workers, all that type of thing. And then he mentions this word, concision. This means to mutilate and cut. When you say, what in the world is that all about? What could that be all about? Well, let's talk about it. The very next verse was going to give us the context. I read it so I could share it with you. It's the Jews teaching the Gentiles that they have to be circumcised for salvation. Under Torah law, they were told that they were to be circumcised. It was an archetype of God marking his people. Now we're marked with the Holy Spirit. Acts 5:15 for a reference. But there rose up certain of the sect of Pharisees which believed, saying that it was needful to circumcise them and command them to keep Moses' law. Paul and Peter and them, James, go on to tell them, no, the Gentiles don't have to do that. I'm out in the streets. Hopefully you can hear me. And so Paul's putting down this false way of theirs and warning the saints in Philippi against that, as they were corrupting the gospel of faith in Christ's finished work, the gospel we preach all the time, the death, burial, resurrection of Jesus Christ, repentance to it, born from above by his Spirit, then walk in holiness and obedience of the new covenant, obeying all the things God has required of us and enduring in the faith. So Paul's warning about this concision, verse 3, gives us more. For we are the circumcision which worship God in spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. Yeah, this verse further proves that the Old Testament Torah law was fulfilled and the need for circumcision and keeping Torah law is gone. Paul says we are in the spirit, worship God in the spirit, and we have no confidence in the flesh. What does that mean? Well, the Jews were very confident in their fleshly things they had. Circumcision, they would wear tassels, they were killing sheep. These are all physical archetypes that God gave the Israelites, and they all pointed forward to Jesus Christ and the Spirit and the Word. And so they had great confidence in these things. There was a time and a season for them. There was a shadow for them, right? But that was for Israel. It's not for the new covenant. It's not for the Gentiles today. They were an archetype of the new covenant to come. Now our hearts are made new and a form of circumcision. We'll get to that in a minute. Ezekiel 11:19. And I will give them one heart and I will put in a new spirit within you. I will take the stony heart out of their flesh and will give them a heart of flesh. So these people had a stony heart. And they could not understand the things of God. And the Bible predicted there'll come a day when God's going to put his spirit in people. They're going to get a new heart. And they will be circumcised of the heart, just as the Lord predicted. Paul talks about this in Romans 2:29. But he is a Jew, which is one inwardly. And circumcision is that of the heart, in the spirit, not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God. So the circumcision became God circumcising our hearts, cutting away our old hearts and that stony heart in us and giving us new life and giving us a heart for the things of God. So our confidence now, as Paul talked about, is not in physical things. Our confidence now is in Christ and his finished work and our response to it. Following him. That's why things like crosses, that's why things like man-made traditions, Christmas, pagan holidays, Easter, Good Friday, all of these physical things that men have invented and trust in, religious services, all kinds of instrumental music, none of this is our confidence. Our confidence is in the Spirit and is in Christ and his work in us. That's what proves that we're of him. That's why faith and works is so important. Because it's proof that we are of this mighty Savior. Verse 4, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Okay, this is going to be our last verse that we do tonight. But Paul is starting to go into here the flesh, the confidence, meaning Torah law that he had. Paul was under Torah law at one time. He was a Pharisee trained up. He was trained in it all. He was being trained by one of the lead teachers of the day. And we're going to see how little it meant to him versus knowing Jesus Christ. I'll give you a hint. Later on in this chapter, Paul calls his religious training and all that stuff he was doing, that physical stuff, dung. That's animal manure compared to knowing Jesus Christ. So I'll just give you a little insight there to what's coming in the other verses in chapter 3. But we're going to stop there. So Paul, in a recap, is telling us to rejoice. And we rejoice in Christ, not our circumstance. He's warning about dogs and false teachers, men that were teaching Torah law, telling people they still had to be physically circumcised when we are circumcised in our heart. We're born again by the gospel. God gives us a new spirit. And then Paul begins to talk about how we have no confidence in the flesh. And Paul starts going into, hey, if anybody could have confidence in the flesh, it's me. But he was a changed man, and he no longer had confidence in the flesh. He was confident in the spirit and in the things of the new covenant. So we're going to stop right there. Next time we'll pick it up at verse 5. Go ponder that Old Testament, killing sheep, hanging tassels, having circumcision, all the outside instrumental music, keeping festival signs and Sabbaths, and then the new comes. And when the new comes, all of those were archetypes, and now it's all in the spirit. We sing with our lips. Christ is our sacrifice. We're circumcised in the heart. All beautiful archetypes, Old Testament to the new. So ponder those. I hope that's been a blessing to you. And until I can come to you again next time, we love you all. Go check out don'tperish.com. Make sure that you are walking in the biblical gospel. Check out our daily edification audio that we put up. Some of our videos and pictures from the road. We got to preach this weekend coming up. We'll see how that goes. And we will be reporting from the gospel road. We love you all. Thanks for listening. And until next time, have a glorious evening. May God be praised.